Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Why Am I So Happy? Paula Vail here, your host, and I'm happy to share I am also the host of Choices, Finding Your Joy on WBTVN Television. It is a women's broadcast television network. It's so fun. So I welcome everyone to watch my new television show as well. So, and I want to thank all my listeners. I love your emails. I love your responses. I'm grateful every day for who I connect with, my guests and my listeners. So let's begin. We have a really great guest today. I'm super excited. I'm going to share with you today, Lucia Williams. He is a telepathic medium, white fire healing practitioner. Oh, I'm so excited to hear about that. Psychic development teacher, TV show host, author, and musician. Oh my gosh. Lucia, you just do it all. You are just a fun package. I want to say welcome to the show.
Thank you, Paula. Thank you so much for having me. It is a real joy, and I'm always grateful to connect with people that are truly just living in their power, living in their light, and you embody that, and you inspire, and you share. It's always good to connect with somebody like that.
Oh, thank you so much. Same back at you, my energy brother. I just love it. I just love it.
Thank you. Heart of thanks. I feel the same way.
Well, let's begin. Please just introduce yourself. You know, tell us what a telepathic truth speaker does, and then, you know, we'll reach out after that and go into the white fire healing.
Yes, absolutely. So my name is Lucia Williams, as you shared. I call myself a telepathic truth speaker. And basically, just to break down what that means, I have like telepathic ability. So basically, with mind-to-mind communication, I'm good with that. But when I do my readings or call them, you know, telepathic truth speaking, my style is that I am able to see people's past, present, and future, as well as past lives. I can connect with loved ones that have crossed over in spirit, spirit guides, angels, the Akashic records. And really, you know, with that ability, my style is really to help people, you know, really connect with their soul and, you know, become one within themselves and within their power and how it relates to everybody else as well. But the concept is, you know, we have to have our home front, you know, secure before we can go out and you know, do things positive. So I really aim to share in that way when I do my sessions and I do my readings. So that's kind of what I call being a telepathic truth speaker. And that's kind of how it works.
So, Lucia, when you work with a client with the telepathic truth speaker, is it you're picking up on messages that are coming through for them?
Yes. So the way it works is, so I'm sitting down with somebody or I'm in a group reading or something along those lines, I will pick up on messages for them specifically. And it'll just manifest in my third eye, or I'll just see it in their energy, or perhaps a loved one will show up and provide some information, some evidence of their being there, you know, that only that person would know. And just really provide them with that, you know, security. You know, I think that's the key, is really, you know, having that confirmation, that validation, that knowing that everything is okay and that they are, you know, getting the information that they need, those messages that they need for their path and for becoming even more secure within their path.
Yes. Oh, I love it. I love it. And Lucia, tell us, what is white fire healing? That sounds so fascinating. I'm so excited to hear about that.
Absolutely. And I'm excited to share about that as well. White fire healing is a healing modality that I am really enmeshed with, that I've learned from Creator, in a time where I was going through anxiety and, different symptoms and, you know, feeling at a kind of a low point, but at the same time it was a very like lesson bringing point in my life. And, I was lying down on my back on my bed, And I had my hands behind my head, and this energy just started pouring out of my hands and filled my entire being and surrounded me. And I could see all of this, and I instantly felt calmed and resolved and balanced and just well. And that lasted for about 20, 30 minutes. And my guides showed up and were like, this is a healing modality that you've been gifted with. It's going to evolve over time, and you're going to help, you know, people to heal with this. And I learned, you know, over time that my ancestors were healers as well. And, you know, I guess lineage-wise, my ancestors were all doing it. So I'm kind of falling in that line. And, you know, I've got cousins and other family members that have, you know, psychic ability as well. And they've used it in different ways, not necessarily going out and doing readings, but they've used it in different ways. And with the healing modality, it's really awesome to, because the way it works is, either I'm in person with somebody or I do it via distance, so I don't have to be in person with them at all. And then there's also group situations where I do group healings, but or group healing sessions. And the way it works is I administer the energy from like my third eye or my hands or my breath or my eyes. And it helps people to become balanced on a physical, mental, emotional, spiritual level. And it's had phenomenal results. And the thing is, it doesn't even always require me to have that focus. Just because the modality is a part of me, I've actually had situations where people have had profound healing experiences just being present and not even having to turn the modality on. And that has been really, really interesting. So kind of documenting all of these cases and things like that currently to compile them in a book and, you know, maybe open up a healing center as well. So that's kind of a little bit about the healing modality.
I love it. And you actually work with people locally and worldwide, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. I'm based in Richmond, Virginia, and I have I work with quite a few people here in the Virginia area, and I've worked with people from all over the United States, all over the world, France, Brazil, all kinds of places. So it's a real joy to be able to share the work and just be present within humanity. You know, I think it's a wonderful opportunity to even be born on Earth and just incarnate and be given the opportunity to share your gifts and to have gifts shared with you. It's such a joy.
Yes. What put you on your path to the spiritual work that you're doing now? What triggered that? Where did that begin?
Well, that actually began in childhood. That began in childhood for me, which actually leads up to something that I'm working on currently, but I'll get to that in a moment. It began in childhood when some of my earliest memories are my dreams. I used to dream about this Native American ninja-like being, and he would go around fighting people in these very bloody, very vivid battles, and it would happen every night, and they were crystal clear when I dream about them, and I'd wake up and see that person that I was dreaming about, you know, in my room and converse and just share and, I was mind blown at this as a young man, you know, or a child, really, and I would, you know, wake up and draw this character that I was seeing in my dreams, you know, on paper or in school or in Sunday school. And it was a thing. And then the dreams persisted, and there were more where he'd be walking through like the forest, and I could feel the dirt under my feet and smell the foliage in the air and see everything very clear and vivid. And those dreams persisted for a while. And then, you know, the same thing, I'd wake up and draw this character. And then the final dream that I had was him standing against the backdrop of what looked like the universe without any stars. And I saw him in all of his regalia, you know, his bracelets, his hair, his paint, the shells, everything was just very, very clear and vivid. And I heard in God's voice, Tecumseh, Tecumseh, my son, I have you. And I didn't know what that meant, but I woke up and I wrote the word Tecumseh everywhere. And I drew the character and would, you know, talk to him when I wake up. And, you know, when I'd be awake, I'd be getting messages from the Holy Spirit. And, you know, my ancestors, and I was kind of ostracized in that, you know, my family wasn't exactly in alignment with what I was picking up on. So it was very kind of a challenge, but at the same time, it provided me a sense of warmth and security, just having that connection.
Yeah.
And that's where it started, but then I kind of shut it out, you know, and then when I grew a little older in my teens, my late teens, I started having my spiritual awakening, and come to find out that person that I was dreaming about was a real person, because I did a Google search and Tecumseh was a native war chief.
Wow.
You know, from the Shawnee tribe. And that is really what got me started on the path, was learning all of that and, you know, seeing my connection there. And
that must have been so exciting. Yes.
Yes.
To read that and realize that. Oh my gosh.
Yes. It was interesting, to say the least.
So did you,
but it's cool because I found it. Oh,
yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Did you have much confusion because you were young? What is this? Or did you just feel and know intuitively, you know, this is beautiful. I'm loved. I'm getting messages. How did you react?
I found it to be very comforting, actually, to get these messages. Mm-hmm. But the confusing aspect of it was more so, not so much getting the messages and things like that, although it was a little bit confusing, not very much, because it was very much like a knowing, like, okay, this makes sense to me, like, I get this. And I find that children a lot of times, most times, understand these concepts when they're having these situations happen, because they're much closer to the spirit world, because they've come from it, you know. They have less time in the physical world, and so it made sense. You know, minus the a little bit of confusion that came from perhaps what was going on around me, you know, within family, as far as, you know, maybe them not being, having the same types of experiences going on. And so it seemed like they're more in the physical world, and I'm not condemning in any way, shape, or mm-hmm. form, but they're just more in the physical world and caught up in, you know, their own lives and things like that. And so that was more so like, well, how do I rationalize this, what I'm experiencing with what I'm seeing around me, you know, type of thing.
Yes.
But well, otherwise, it was very comforting, very, very,
I love it.
Very nice.
I love it. I can imagine the love that you felt. What would you say, whether it be a dream or a message that you felt, has been the most powerful message for you?
I would say, you know, interestingly enough, I wouldn't attribute it to a single message, but maybe mm-hmm. the overall arching theme of what these guides and ancestors and the Holy Spirit and all of that shared, which is just things like past lives that I, you know, learned about as a child, but, you know, didn't really have like everything that they taught me as a child has reemerged in the recent years, and, you know, recently, just, you know, my role on Earth and, you know, some of the work that I'd be doing and mm-hmm. things like that. That's really has been the most profound and most powerful messages, is finding out, hey, the stuff that you were hearing about and seeing as a kid is actually real. And, you know, it's all coming to light once again.
Wow.
And that has been very powerful.
Yes. Yes. And Lucia, you also have a TV show. Please share some information with us about that. That's very exciting.
Yes, yes. It's cool. I do have a TV show here in Virginia. It's a local show called To the Light with Lucia. And it's a show that I'm glad to have, because it's just a way to share the light, you know, in a broader way. And basically the show is like a lightworker's dream, you know. It's geared towards anybody that is seeking to improve spiritually or emotionally, mentally, and even physically. And the show is a show that's centered around, you know, I'm the host of the show, and basically I speak on a spiritual topic, you know, and I call it a talk with Lucia, and just share a little bit of spiritual wisdom or insight, or, you know, a message that would be positive for, you know, my listeners to hear and see and just be a part of. And I usually go over a power plant. Every week there's a power plant, which is just a single plant that can be used medicinally or to nourish the mind, body, and spirit. And I just go over a brief history and, you know, how it's used and how it's used modern in the modern fashion and historically, and just a brief segment on that. And then I think my favorite part of the show is doing what I call the interview with a local light worker, which is just interviewing somebody that's sharing their light in one capacity or another, you know, through their work, and just sharing that, you know, with the broader audience. And then I usually open up the phone lines after that and do live readings. And from there, just sharing the events that go on throughout, that are going on in the next week that I'll either be hosting or a part of. And, you know, as well as closing out with Lucia's fortune cookie, which is just a fun little fortune cookie that I make, you know, with just a quote or a little bit of wisdom for us to reflect on throughout the week. So that's kind of the format of the show.
Oh, I love that. Could you possibly give us an example or two of your fortune cookies? That is such a fun idea. I love that.
Thank you. Yeah, and I'll be implementing that again when the show re-airs in April, but it usually just be like something like, you know, the destination is found within the journey, a quote like that. And then it's just something that people can reflect on throughout the week until the next episode, and just keep in their mind, like, well, okay, the destination is found within the journey. What might that mean for me? How might I find, everybody's seeking to go somewhere or be somewhere or have, you know, some place or something. And so in that seeking, it's found, all what you're seeking is found within every moment. You know, it's found within the thoughts and the actions of the moment. And so it's just, how can I embody that? How can I focus on that more?
So
that's kind of an example of what a Lucia's fortune cookie might be like.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Myself, I'm very passionate about, you know, just being open and connecting and allowing, you know, manifestation to come through and the connections with people. And it's just such a beautiful thing, you know, when we connect to that higher light, and what can happen is things we never even imagined.
That is so very true, Paula. I mean, you were absolutely right about that. And I remember when I first spoke with you, just sharing, you know, what I saw around you, which is just your ability to connect. You know, you have such a gifted, you know, way of connecting with people and manifesting. And it's really coming from your heart, too, which is a powerful, powerful thing. It's not really, you know, I mean, it's partially mental, but it's really coming from your heart. You know, you've got such a good heart, and you can manifest what you desire within your heart, you know, and you've got a real gift for that, you know. So I definitely agree. And, you know, being able to connect with that higher light, being able to connect with others that are on the same path, and just not knowing, just being open to the possibilities of what can come about, you know, what can be created. You know, it's a real joy to just wake up and, you know, find, you know, somebody's reaching out, or, you know, some connection or opportunity has been created, and, you know, you just happen to be in the right place at the right time, or just be able to fulfill the role of what's being looked for. And that's truly a really nice thing.
Yes. And it's so amazing how connections can be made and things can come through just at random. You know, like I've had an experience of someone I met at an airport, and oh my gosh, what a great connection. She became a good friend, a guest, and it was just this happened meeting. But really, it wasn't just happened. Source put it together, and it's so fun when things like that happen.
Isn't it? It really is. And, you know, it's always such a joy, because I found, you know, within my life, when situations like that happen, you know, it's usually when there's like kind of a period of time where it's like, you know, you're doing your standard work, you're doing your routine, and then it's just like, oh, here's a gift. Here's a wonderful person. You know, like,
yes.
here's a new opportunity. And it's just always so timely, you know. So you're right. Source aligns that and it instills that, creates that, you know, right when we need it.
Yes. I love to begin my morning, or if I'm going out the door, just okay, what messages am I going to receive today? What am I going to get from the angels today, or who am I going to connect with? And it's kind of exciting. It really puts a smile on your face.
Absolutely. That is very cool. I like that you do that. And I'm sure every day it's a little bit different, and just getting to experience that diversity and just learning, every day is a new experience, and you approach it with such a joy and wonder, and awe. And that is so important, because I think a lot of times in our modern world, people have lost that appreciation for awe. Mm-hmm. And being awe inspired and just being in that wonderment, and just that state of possibility, it's exciting.
Yes. Oh, that's a very powerful message. I love that. I love that. Well, Lucia, let's take a moment to take a break. Everyone, I will be back in just a moment with Lucia Williams. Don't go away. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Lucia.
Thank you.
Everyone, this is Paula Vale, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on BBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. Check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program, and look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and the paulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paula V. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I am here today with Lucia Williams, if you're just joining us. Oh, we're having so much fun chatting today. Lucia is a telepathic medium, white fire healing practitioner, psychic development teacher, TV show host, author, musician. I love it. I love it. So I'd like, before we jump into some more questions, Lucia, will you share your website information with the listeners so they know how to find out a little more information about you and how to contact you?
Sure, Paula, absolutely. My website is www.lightoflucia.com, which is spelled light, L-I-G-H-T, of, O-F, Lucia, LUCIA.com.
I love it. I love it. Now, Lucia, I understand that you also teach classes. Will you share some information about that with us, please?
Yes, absolutely. I currently am teaching, and I have been for the past several years, psychic development classes. So I teach people how to tap into their own natural and innate intuitive abilities and how to develop them further and really just develop as individuals into a more empowered person, and that's done through a series of exercises and games and fun meditations to really discover what lies within and how to tap into that. And I teach those monthly, twice a month. And I also teach individual classes on psychic development. And in addition, I do workshops and other classes, locally in Virginia, at different holistic centers. And I also have been guest lecturing for students at Virginia Commonwealth University, teaching psychic development as well. So Those are a little bit about the classes that I teach, and that's that.
Yes, I love it. And I understand you have another book in the making. Tell us about that as well.
Yes, I'm excited about that. So I have another book that is just about done. I'm just about done with the illustration. Within 2 weeks, it'll be done. So that book is actually a book that is geared towards children. It's a children's style book used or written to help children with psychic abilities or mediumistic abilities or channeling abilities or being empaths, because a lot more children are being born that way. And I believe that every child is special. And, you know, just being a child who had these abilities, it's not easy when you don't have a mentor or somebody or support system that really supports what you have going on. You know, and so I've written it from a perspective that is written from personal experience, but also, you know, for children, but also for adults, so that they can understand that their children, you know, aren't weird, they're not strange, and just embrace and nurture what's coming there, because what's already there, because you know, children have a lot more to teach us than we necessarily have to teach them, and I think that that's kind of a paradigm that's kind of missed a lot of times in our modern world. So that is just about done. I will be publishing that. I'll be self-publishing it a little bit after the spring equinox. So I will actually be launching a Kickstarter if anybody would like to donate to that publishing effort. And, you know, I will be teaching summer camps as well, centered around the book. And around the book release, there will be an opportunity to sign up for the summer camp, this year's summer camp, you know, for psychic children, for indigo children, these special children. So it's been really interesting just coming to that place of writing this book and the situations and experiences with children around me and just in life. And, you know, recent, the past few months has been phenomenal. I mean, from mentoring children that are psychic to having these empathic children or psychic children just come up randomly and just share random words, or, you know, it's just been really interesting and really awesome. And so that's the next book. So around the spring equinox is when I'll be starting that Kickstarter and, you know, getting ready to publish it. And yeah, so I'm excited to share that.
Oh, that is really exciting. And tell us a bit about the indigo children. I mean, they're just a lot more continually indigo children being born every day, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, there's more and more information thanks to the internet, you know, and things like that, media that is, you know, propagating and spreading the message and that information. You know, there's children being born that are remembering past lives, that are kind of stuck in that place still, or that are seeing spirit, or, you know, seeing mommy's, you know, sister that had passed away in the corner and sharing that they see that. And a lot of times it's scaring the adults, their parents or their caretakers. And, you know, they don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to handle it, you know, because they, I mean, nobody's teaching that really, or, mm-hmm. you know, not on a broad scale anyway. And, so these children are very special, and they're being born with these incredibly open hearts. They're very talented, very sensitive children that are really here to teach us and to prepare the way for this new age, for this kingdom of you know, God, this kingdom of light, you know, and balance and harmony. And these children have it innately within, you know, they have it in their minds and in their hearts exactly how to do that. You know, they just need the proper opportunities to shine their mm-hmm. light and to be themselves, and it'll happen naturally, you know?
Yeah, beautiful. I love it. I love it. Tell us a little bit about your other books as well.
Yes, I have one other book that's mm-hmm. written, and it's currently on Amazon. That book is called The Wise Soul, The Musings of a Man and the Spirit of Wisdom. And it's kind of just a self-help styled book that can be read, you know, however often anybody wants to read it. But it's designed in that there's kind of like little parables or wisdom statements or quotes. Not parables, but proverbs, you know, these little proverbs and some questions that go along with it to help the reader to kind of explore their own mind or explore their own heart and become a little bit more open and a little bit more exposed to their own light. So that's kind of, you know, the style of that book. And like I said, it can be found on Amazon. It's just called The Wise Soul. And it's a joy to have written it and shared it, and you know, people seem to enjoy it. So yeah, that's that
book. I love it. I look forward to reading it. It sounds fantastic.
Awesome.
Gosh.
Absolutely. Yes. It's fun.
Now, Lucia, do you have any upcoming events that we can look forward to?
I think the biggest event that I'm looking forward to, that your listeners can look forward to, would really be the launch of this next book. You know, this next book is a big one. I will be, the TV show is coming back and can be found on my YouTube channel as well for those that are in Virginia that would like to watch it. And my YouTube channel is just found at Lucia Williams, just Lucia Williams on YouTube. And it can be found that way. And otherwise, the summer camp for children that will be coming up, it'll be here in Virginia.
Oh, nice.
And, just look out,
Yes.
I'll be traveling quite a bit throughout the rest of the year and, music, I'm in a band and, I do vocals in that band called Chiefs of All Tribes. We play like reggae, funk, rock and hip hop music. That is, our goal is to share togetherness, unity, peace, love, righteousness, goodness, through music and through, what we represent. And we're starting to record some more music, and we'll be playing a couple of big festivals and, here in Virginia, and just continue forward with our music. And that's something to look forward to. We were actually ranked out of the top 100 bands in Richmond, number 5, on Reverb Nation. So, we'll be releasing new music soon and recording. And so that's something to look forward to as well, if you'd like to check us out.
Yes, I love the name of the band. And if we want to purchase a CD, would that be on Amazon?
Yes, soon.
Great.
And the best way to, keep up with all that, I would say, would be to connect with us on social media.
Okay.
Probably our Facebook page would be the easiest way to do that, which is just facebook.com/Chiefs of All Tribes, which is just Chief, Chiefs, of OF, all ALL, Tribes, TRIBES. And, we keep that updated. And when we're ready to release our first EP, we'll go ahead and do it through there. And, it can be found through Amazon and, you just stream our music live through Reverb Nation, through Facebook. All of it can be found through our Facebook page, and feel free to check it out and listen and just enjoy the positivity.
Oh, I love that. Now,
awesome.
You do so many different things, Lucia. It really is fascinating. What a broad spectrum. Oh, my goodness. So.
Thank you.
To a listener out there, you've mentioned in your classes, meditations, different things. You're so insightful on intuition and connecting with the spirit world. What advice would you give to the listeners out there for them to make themselves more accessible to the messages of Source, or to, just open up and feel their intuition at a higher rate? What recommendations would you make for someone that wants to start stepping in that direction?
Absolutely. Well, I would say the biggest thing is surrender and allowing. And I will say those two things can be very difficult. It takes more strength to surrender than it does to fight. It sounds ironic, but
yes,
it really does. Just allow. I found a lot of times, people that I've worked with students and such, that most times they're seeking to, get these messages and these insights and things like that, which is more of it creates kind of a barrier. The key that I would say, the biggest recommendation would just be allow. Allow your mind to become still. Allow the messages to come to you and not to work towards them, allow. Because intuition most times is going to be relatively subtle, and the key is becoming aligned with that subtlety. And in order to become aligned with that subtlety, it's allowing versus forcing or fighting. So that would be the biggest thing that I would say, is just allow.
I love that. Because, you know, it is difficult in this day and time with everything go, 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 hurry, 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 you know, stress. It's hard to slow down and give up some of that control. Where really when we do Absolutely. That, so much can happen. Any recommendations for the listeners to just kind of slow down that mind chatter they have and give up some of that control? Would you say a long bath or a meditation? What would you recommend?
Well, I would actually say that stress is the biggest killer in our age. And, you know, stress can manifest a myriad of different things within our life that aren't pleasurable or desirable. And so I would say, you know, cut out the unnecessary stress that's within your life, you know, and, you know, being on top isn't always, you know, as great as it seems, in that, you know, we don't need to be go, 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 do, do, do all the time. You know, sometimes it really is just being, you know, we are human beings, mm-hmm. you know, a state of being, not doing. And we can manifest and have great things, you know, in our lives without having to do all the time. Sometimes it's just about getting aligned internally and take care of the home front first, get that right, you know, and everything else will take care of itself. It'll fall into line.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Take care of the home front. Love ourselves and get that in place. Oh, that's great advice. I love it.
Thank you. Absolutely. It's true. It's true. It's simple and it's true.
Yes. So as far as your readings go, like with your TV show, how does that work, Lucia? They call in. And do they ask a particular question, or do they just say, do you have any messages for me? Give us a few examples of that. It sounds so fun.
It is fun. It's a lot of fun. So usually the way it works is I have a specific segment of the show, like time, about 15 minutes, that I'll open up the phone lines and people can call in. And I guess my producer will kind of direct the calls to, you know, to the studio, because it's being filmed live. And, you know, I'll just pick up the phone, ask who's calling, and, you know, say their name. And from there, I either just start going, or they'll have a specific question, and I will cater to that specific question. Or if not, I'll just, you know, sometimes people just want to see what I see, or what, you know, what I'm picking up on. And I'll just kind of open up and turn my abilities on and, you know, just kind of tell them what I'm seeing, you know, and, you know, be able to help, you know, share what's going on around them or in their life or what they need to let go of. And like I said, in my reading, this style is more so helping people to become connected to their soul and, like, cut out all the unnecessary things that are around them in order to get into their power and onto their path, whether that's mm-hmm. talking about their future or talking about their present or even their past. And, you know, sharing in that way. So that's kind of how it works.
I love that. And so if someone wants to make an appointment for something like that, it's just contact you and you schedule personal appointments, and you can do that on the phone, through Skype. How does that work?
Yeah, that's absolutely how it works. You pretty much shared it.
Awesome.
You just reach out. You know, my email is Lucia, L-U-C-I-A, at lightsoflucia.com, which you can just find me through my website and just reach out that way. You can do individual sessions or, you know, group sessions, whatnot. You know, I travel as well, so just, you know, reach out. And same thing with the healing work. I mean, the healing work it can be very, very profound, you know. I mean, I've had some seriously powerful things happen with you know, doing that. So
would you like to share some stories about that with us, some
sure.
examples?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Just, I mean, a client that I worked with recently, you know, a couple of days ago, you know, I've been helping her to heal, you know. She's got a lot of health stuff going on, physical weight as well, and you know, doctors, her doctors were afraid to take out some of the kidney stones that she had within her body, because they were afraid that it would do damage and, to the kidneys, you know, using this laser. And, I also offer diet and supplemental diet health consultations where I basically help people to create a vibrant, healthy life through their diet and, not necessarily address individual ailments, mm-hmm. but recommend things that can be taken, you know, to help nourish the body in the right way, as well as cleaning out the intestines to increase absorption of the healthy stuff that you need, the nutrients, vitamins, and minerals, you know, to complement and to take the healing even further. But I remember I met with her last week or 2 weeks ago for the first time, you know, doing a session. And, after that, you know, she was having phenomenal health benefits. And then when I actually gave her the diet stuff to work on before she even did it, just that day, she passed this kidney stone that doctors were saying wouldn't, like, it was stuck with lies and they couldn't do anything about. And she felt that it was just from, you know, connecting, just having that thought, just being in mind. And
yes.
She shared that, and her experience as well, when we've done more work just a couple of days ago. She's a medium, she's psychic, so she was able to see this. She felt massive, like these kidney stones moving out of her body, and she went back and got checked, they were gone. And she felt like she was having surgery done on her. And that's one example. Another situation, like on Christmas, my girlfriend at the time, we were visiting her friends who are like her family members in Fredericksburg, Virginia, which is about 45 minutes to an hour away from where I live in Richmond. And I'd never met them before. I didn't know them or anything like that. And we went to their house for a Christmas dinner, and there's, you know, a few friends there and their children and stuff. And, I started to see her friend's father, who was in spirit. I didn't know anything about them, and I basically presented some messages to her and to her husband, and it was a really cool experience. And she kind of wasn't open to it, you know, mm-hmm. but her husband really was, and so it was a really positive thing. But then later that night, we were all just sitting around the TV watching Netflix, and this woman whose father I'd seen pauses it and says, "Hey guys, I got to share something with you." And we're like, "Well, what's up?" And she was like, "I've had severe ringing in my ears for countless years. And the moment that Lucia walked in the door and looked at me, the ringing went away, and the ringing hasn't been back in her ears since."
Oh my gosh.
And so that's another situation. And I can think of several others that have happened, just like that. You know, a woman with TMJ, I think it's called, she has like severe pain in her jaw. She came to a group healing recently, and afterwards, she had pain in her jaw every day, just about every day since she was a child, completely gone, and it was done, it was taken care of, you know.
Yes.
She came back and reported that like 2 months later, and I was like, "Wow, it's really awesome," you know, and stuff like that. I mean, it happens regularly, you know, things like this. And so it's always a joy to be able to share that work and just, because healing is a real thing. You know, my own vision, you know, I've been working to repair my vision, something the doctors say can't be done. And I've been largely successful so far. And I no longer can wear my glasses comfortably. It hurts my eyes. And I'm going to go to an optometrist in a couple of weeks and take a vision test.
Yes.
And have the results to compare, you know, before and after, you know, before I had glasses and after, and to show, the difference, the tangible difference. So, it's a very real thing.
It is. There really is so much we can do ourselves in our own healing.
It's so true.
It really is amazing and beautiful. I just love it.
It is. You know, we can really take the power back into our own hands. And when we take accountability, personal accountability and responsibility, we can find ways to really repair ourselves and to heal. And, you know, I think there's such a liberation found within healing. And,
it's
not something that is out of reach. You know, it's there. It's, it's possible and very real.
It's so beautiful to see. Any last words you'd like to share with the listeners? We just have a few more minutes left in the show, Lucia. What last words would you like to share?
I suppose So if I had any last words to share, I would say, don't be afraid to be who you actually are. You know, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks of you, because, you know, they're not you. You know, you can't live your life for anybody else. Be who you actually are. Be willing to explore who you actually are. And, you know, the more that you can resonate within that authenticity of who you are as a person, the more profound of an experience you'll have here on earth, and the more you'll be able to share with others and, you know, help others to do the exact same thing, you know. So be who you actually are, and don't be afraid of that.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Be our own star and let it shine. I love it. I love it, Lucia.
Absolutely. Because everybody, I mean, there's beauty within every person. And, you know, the only time that negativity comes into play in regards to other people is when we don't see our own beauty and our own grace and our own light.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so common to see, you know, how others can affect us with our own opinion of ourselves. And we have to realize we are not someone else's opinion of us. We are what we believe. And that becomes
such
a powerful tool. I love it. I love it.
Yes, that is so true. That is absolutely true. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you are just such a joy, and you do so much for others. I have to say thank you so much. What a beautiful energy you are in the world, Lucia.
Thank you, Paula. I really appreciate that. And, you know, same to you. I mean, really. And I appreciate you having me on the show, and you do great work, and I know that you're inspiring people and helping people, and, you know, and I just really appreciate the connection.
Yeah, so do I. We are just a team. And I do want to share with everyone, Lucia is going to be on my television show as well, Choices,
yes,
Finding
yes.
Your Joy on WBTVN.tv, and that's on internet, it's on cable channels, Hulu, Roku, Amazon, all that good stuff. And the shows are also on Vimeo and YouTube, but I'm really excited. So that's going to be really fun to be face to face as well. It's always fun, you know, to go from radio to TV with my awesome guests. I really look forward to it. Lucia, you're just awesome, and I'm so happy to have had you on the show today.
Thank you so much, Paula, and I appreciate it. And I look forward to being on your show. Choices is going, Finding Your Joy is going to be awesome. And I just appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I appreciate you connecting with us. And to all the listeners out there, have a happy day. Love, hugs, blessings. I'm so grateful for everyone. And I just love the inspiring emails I receive from around the world. It's beyond words. So thank you, everyone, and I will chat with you at the next show. Goodbye. Goodbye, Lucia.
Goodbye. Thank you, Paula.
You're so welcome.